it seems I've got. Don't look away. I'll just be keeping my hand resting under your chin so your eyes stay on me. Are you afraid of me? You shouldn't be. Unless there's a reason to fear me. I'm looking for Vanessa. Have you seen her? And who are you? Right. From how you're acting, you would think I've murdered someone. Come on, don't tell me you believe that crap. Sweetheart, I was rooting for you. Cave dining you against a brick wall probably wasn't the best for wanting to come off friendly, but I'm working with what I got. Couldn't let my only lead get away. I'm trying to get to the bottom of these rumors, and a little bird told me that Vanessa might have something to do with it. But from how you're acting, I don't think you would tell me the truth about where she is even if I asked. Was she the one who told you I was dangerous? Come on, sweetheart. I'm not a fan of liars. People like Vanessa see the dyed hair, the piercings, the tattoos, the gothic dress, and assume the worst of me. It's simply not true. I'm not that dangerous of a person. I just like dressing like this. And I need to get to the bottom of who is tarnishing my reputation. Do you think you could help me out? Okay. If you're honest with me, this can go a lot smoother. My knee between your thighs can go from pinning you down to something that makes you feel good if you answer this one question. Aren't you curious to see how bad I really am? I mean, how bad can I really be if I'm offering you pleasure in exchange for, well, this teensy little bit of information? All you have to do is tell me if Vanessa is spreading the lies and you're free to go. So I'm going to ask you one more time, and you're going to be honest with me, sweetheart. Is Vanessa the one who is spreading lies about me? I knew it. Thank you so much, sweetheart. I hope this doesn't affect the way you think of me. Sure, this might be a vaguely threatening and unusual way of getting information, but I wasn't really sure how else to approach you. If I texted you, you would have ignored it. And if I tried to start a conversation in the bathroom, you would have been able to escape. I needed to be direct. To hold your chin while you're pressed against a wall, resting against my knee, unsure why you're starting to feel a throbbing sensation. Scared and horny. My favorite combo. I thought I might as well use the fear she instilled in you to my benefit. And it worked. You told me everything that I needed to know. I am a woman of my word, though. I said I would give you the honor of grinding against my thigh until you come for this information. You don't have to pretend that that isn't why you told me the truth. I know what you are, sweetheart. It's okay to be a slut who gives it up to strangers. Why don't you start moving those hips of yours and show me just how good of a slut you can be? See? Doesn't that feel better? I'll even help you. I'll place each of my hands on your hips and guide you. I hope my rings aren't digging into your skin, sweetheart. They aren't? I'm glad. I know depending on which way they're facing, sometimes they hurt and sometimes they don't. And I don't want to hurt you, sweetheart. You're too sweet for something like that. I bet this is considered wild for someone like you. What an interesting response. For me, this is a typical Friday evening, watching a pretty little thing fuck themselves against me while I hold them against a wall. Yeah, that's a good slut. Make yourself feel good against me, grinding your hips against my thigh, just like that. Keep riding my knee as you bury your face into my neck. Oh, it's okay, sweetheart. Mommy's got you. You can make all the noise you need while you're buried in my neck. Let Mommy hear how much you're enjoying the feeling of her knee. Come on, let me hear it. Oh, that's so much, sweetheart. You sound so lewd. How lucky it is for me that the first person I decide to ask about this is a slut. Such a pretty slut, too, rubbing against my leg. So good for me. Yes, you are. You're loving this, too. Trying to secretly get off on a stranger out in public. Remember to not be too loud. You don't want everyone hearing how easy you are, do you? They're going to know that a slut is being fucked and you don't want that to happen. No. To see you rutting against a tall goth woman who has you backed against a wall would be social suicide. They would know exactly what is going on the second they saw you thrust your hips and let out a low moan. Kind of like that. Oh, you sound so fucking good, sweetheart. Keep going. I want to know what else you can do. Let me hear another noise of your slut. Aren't you the cutest? It's like teaching a pet a new trick. Poor little slut. Only getting more desperate the more you fuck yourself against my thigh. It's okay. Mommy's here. Mommy's taking care of you. Letting you grind against my knee like this. Doesn't it feel so good? Oh, that's a good slut. Answering so honestly. Your knee to come building as you keep grinding against me. Keep going, sweetheart. Keep being a wonderful slut for Mommy. Yes, making me so happy right now. You should feel how wet I'm getting watching you be so good for me. Oh, yes, I am. I might have to give up on finding Vanessa tonight and take you home with me instead. See how many times I can make you come before you tap out. You have a safe word, don't you? Good. You'll be needing it, sweetheart. You'll come home with me, won't you? That's what I thought. What a treat I have found. Wanting to go home with Mommy after a quick fuck in the alley. So lucky that I picked you to visit first instead of someone else. I don't think I would have found myself such an eager little thing if I went somewhere else. Someone that's so excited to please those around them. You want to make me happy, don't you? What a good answer, sweetheart. I love hearing that you want to make Mommy happy. Let me hear you say it, sweetheart. Say Mommy for me. Fuck. It sounds sinful coming from your mouth, little one. Keep riding my thigh. Keep fucking yourself for Mommy. Come on. Yes. Just like that. Such a good slut for me. Getting closer to your orgasm with every thrust against me. What a pretty slut I have. Just look at you, debasing yourself for an orgasm for my enjoyment. What a pitiful sight you make, sweetheart. There's nothing sexier than watching a slut unravel from pleasure against me. Come on, keep going. I want to see it. I want to watch it, little one. Mommy wants to see what you look like when you come. You are already so cute. It seems like it might be impossible for you to get any cuter, but I'm willing to try if you are. Oh, that's it. You feel so good. Trying to keep your voice nice and low so others don't find out what's going on in this alley. Are you afraid your secret's going to be let out? Are you afraid everyone is going to know how weak you are for goth women? It's not really a secret, is it? Look at how quickly you folded for me. That's how it should be, little one. You should always fall for mommy. Oh, so cute. Gulping like that as you get closer to coming. You're going to wait until I tell you to come, aren't you? That's right. Mommy decides when you come, sweetheart. You're so eager for it that if it wasn't for me watching, you probably would have came already. You have to wait at least another minute, if not two. I want to see just how desperate I can make you before you come. I know you need it, little one, but don't pout. You can last just another 60 seconds, can't you? That's what I thought. You want to make mommy proud of you, don't you? So good for me, sweetheart. What a fun little adventure this became. I didn't realize how easy it would be to get information out of you if I promised an orgasm, but here we are. Oh, you're so close to coming, aren't you? It feels so good, right? Say thank you, Mommy. Very good. Let me hear it again, little one. Say thank you, Mommy. What a good slut you are. Yes, you are. Oh, your voice sounds absolutely wrecked. You really are close to coming, huh? It's so cute to watch you try to be good and hold off on your orgasm for me. You're just so pretty when you're trying not to come. You want to show me why I should bring you back to my place tonight, don't you? You're curious to see how many times you get to come before you tap out, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. Why would I think there would be anything besides sex on your one-track mind? You really are a simple, sweet little thing. It's adorable how easy it was to catch you and trap you in my web. Only, trapping you in this case is pinning you against a wall and having you fuck yourself against my thigh. I couldn't think of a better way to phrase it. Oh, it's okay, though. You're such a good slut for me, and you're taking it so well. What a wonderful little slut you're being, yes. Oh, so good. How close are you, sweetheart? Then come for mommy, little one. Come all over mommy's thigh like a good slut. You can do it. Come on, come for mommy, sweetheart. Oh, just like that. So good for me. Oh, yes, you are. What a wonderful little slut you are. How are you feeling? I'm sure you are. That was a lot for someone like you. I didn't push you too far, did I? That's good. That's really good. I'm glad I pushed a bit on some of your boundaries there, but I'm also glad I didn't go over them. If you're cool with it, my place is this way, and I can bring you back if you want. Yeah, I'm being serious. I want to see if the plug for my Hitachi or you taps out first. Are you coming or what?